tariffs at Hog.
The program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. And this is the Chaunce on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And hope you're having a mildly damp, not wet, but mildly damp Easter and Passover this weekend. You know, I wish you all the holiday season there, you know. Congratulations. Okay, man, we have so much going on this past week. Last weekend, you know, if you listen to the program, which I know you did, don't tell me you didn't. I will be hurt. I will be hurt. Hannah, who's working the board, will be hurt that you didn't listen either, okay? But we did the Braidwood Fish for a Cure fishing tournament out there. And we hit the milestone. We have raised in 24 years over $1 million for charity. You heard me talk about it on the air, how at Constellation, the clean energy company, they pay all of our expenses. So all the money that's received from raffles and fundraisers and this and the community, people like Burcox and other companies that help donate. All I can say to you is over $1 million was donated, and we gave the charity K9 for Veterans, and they matched dogs and veterans with PTSD and other, you know, needs. So they have a companion. They've got someone to help them, et cetera, et cetera. We gave them a check for $150,000. I got goosebumps again. Every time I say this, I get goosebumps. I mean, I am just so shocked. I am the smallest gear in this engine that makes this event work. But all these people that did so, so much, I am in awe of every one of them. $150,000, great item. And then right after that, Chauncey got in his car, went zip, zippity-doo-dah-day. We went over to the Safari Club International annual meeting up at the Medina Banquets, and we had a great time there. I want to thank, the Rimkuses for looking at me and saying, "You need to go home at 10 o'clock. You look like you're falling asleep." Well, you know, you start your day at 3 in the morning. It's kind of a long day. But, you know, they raise a lot of funds for their things that they donate to, kids programs, hunting, conservation, et cetera. It was just super, super, super. And before I jump on to a couple of other things, I want to – it was not a good day, excuse me, for the Major League Fishing or the National Professional – Outdoor Anglers Association. Both of them had accidents, boating accidents at their tournaments. The National Professional Anglers tournament, they had the gentleman was doing in excess of 60 to 70 miles per hour at 7 in the morning on Lake Norman, and he struck the side of a boat idling nearby. The collision threw both of the men into the water. Nearby boaters responded and pulled them out and, made sure everybody was okay. They went to the hospital. Everybody got checked out. Everything was fine. The angler, the professional angler, actually has been charged with carelessness and reckless operation of a motorboat.
Ooh.
Slow down. You don't have to get there at Mach 9, folks. You don't need to get there. But the MLF one, I am just, the thought of it, the boat was sitting there with three anglers in it, a guide and three anglers, and the MLF angler came around a corner and hit that boat, and there were three lives lost. And I don't know if they had life jackets on. I do not have the full story, but there were three lives lost. There's a lot of sorrow on an Easter weekend down in, at this tournament. I mean, it is really, please, wear your life jackets all the time. And you know what? Slow down. You don't have to get there 30 seconds ahead of it. You know, just slow down. It will be great. And I feel terribly sorry for the families and their children and all of the people that are, and their dogs, if they have any, their animals, because they've lost someone in their family. But I also, I have a great empathy for the MLF people, Major League Fishing, and the National Association of Professional Anglers. It's not an easy thing when you have to deal with this, and you don't want to do it, but you're thrust into that situation. Please, just slow down. Please slow down. Please slow down. Okay. A couple other things I wanted to make mention. Ooh, got a little frog in the throat here this morning. My good buddies at the Southside Muskie Hawks. The Southside Muskie Hawks is their swap day going on today, April 19th, at the Village Sportsman Club in Alsip. Just type that into your computer. It'll pop up there. From 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., they're going to have hot dogs, raffles, split the pot. It's $5 to get in. And as I like to call these swap meets, it's just a shift in the universe to take all the old stuff from one guy's garage and put it in your garage so the earth stays balanced. Okay? Nobody threw anything out. We just shifted it. But we're going to definitely check them out. And here's another cool thing. And you got to think about this. This isn't happening until April 30th, Wednesday night. But if fishing is your passion, then you and your friends and family need to meet up at the monthly meeting of Walleyes Unlimited USA. This fishing club is recognized as one of the top multi-species fishing clubs in the country. Notice I said that. It may say Walleye Unlimited, but it's the top multi-species fishing club in the country and is a Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame recipient. They've been educating anglers and families for well over five decades. So don't just sit around and think about going fishing. Come to the Walleye Unlimited USA meeting at the American Legion Hall at 749 Milwaukee Avenue in Gurnee. You know where that is, Hannah. I just realized that. I said, Hannah lives up that way. You know, that's cool. Wednesday, April 30th at 6 p.m. And hear Dale Hegelson, a multi-species fishing guide, who will teach you the secrets of the spring tactics for river walleye and other species. Don't miss this one. It's going to be a real good seminar. So become a better angler and come to the Walleyes Unlimited USA meeting at the American Legion Hall, 749 Milwaukee Avenue in Gurnee, next Wednesday, April 30th at 6 p.m. Go to walleyesunlimitedusa.org for more info. Be there and become a better angler. That's really true. Yeah. Okay, we did that. Okay, got all those things done. I tell you what, when we come back, we've got Tim Mondel on the program this morning on Chauncey's Great Outdoors from the Forest Preserve. We also have Captain Tony. Yes, he cracked a bottle of Chianti over the bow of that boat. No, he didn't. And launched it back in Lake Michigan. So we're going to hear about what his plans are for this year for salmon fishing. And we're going out on Wednesday. I cannot wait. All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Okay. Well, we'll hold off a couple of minutes, seconds here. It'll come back up here. You know, what can I tell you? Smelt fishing. It is just not making it. I know further north, you get, you know, Green Bay North in the Lake Michigan area, or you're walking in Lake Superior, but that's a long way to go for a bucket of smelt, okay? I mean, you could just go to a couple of stores and get a couple of pounds, and you'll probably equal it. It should be okay. And so, you know, we're seeing that activity going there, but it's just not happening in Chicago that much. So I'm looking forward to, you know, let's just get into the coho, a little bit of perch, and any other thing that's happening in the great out of doors that we'll have some fun with. And I'm pretty excited about that. But, yeah, smelt fishing just ain't making it. You know, it's just not doing it out there today. The this frog in my throat. I don't know. I wasn't standing out in the rain yesterday. But that's okay. Hey, the other thing that's going on are I was out a couple of weeks ago, and hopefully we'll be seeing this on Channel 7's online news broadcast. With Tracy Butler, I do this little outdoor thing with them, usually about once a month. And this way it kind of comes out pretty cool because I went out with the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, Steve Sillick, and all the boys of Band of Renown and stuff like that. So this way we wound up having their walleye program, you know, where they go out and net the walleye safely. No harm is done to the walleye, which is really kind of ironic because, you know, if something happened to a walleye, somebody would have to eat it. And then I call it the Chauncey Fish Flesh Study Analysis Program. And, you know, that way it's like, okay, you know, we'll get on that. And then, but, you know, they did a great thing. They got over 1 million eggs they fertilized and hatched, and they got them in a rearing pond. They grow them to about, you know, inch and a half and stuff. So that works out really kind of cool. And, you know, we see all of that, you know, and I'm pretty excited about that. So these are all the cool things that we see and that a lot of people don't see. And I just, you know, want you to know that there's so many, or, you know, like the forest preserve, the fisheries, the camping section, the resource management of Cook County Forest Preserves, and some of the other forest preserves. I'm not as well educated in what some of the programs they're doing. But, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff for them to be part of and to enjoy. And I really think that even with Easter weekend going on, you know, we're seeing so much here that, you know, we're just going to enjoy it. We're going to have some fun. We're going to get out. We're going to see the great outdoors and do what we do best. And you know what that is? Huh? You know what that is? That's enjoying the great outdoors. excuse me. I'm not kidding. I must have maybe it's sinuses. Maybe it's sinuses, you know, and stuff like that. But after the show today, I'm going to be running down to the Southside Muskie Hacks. Their program, can't beat that. You know, like I said, we're going to have a good time down there, shake a few hands, talk to some kids, see what's going on in the great outdoors. And once again, it's just going to be just a good time for people to enjoy everything we can to do in the great outdoors. And I want all you people to make sure you tell all your friends to listen to us on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know where that is. And it's on ESPN AM 1000. Download the ESPN app. Let's have some fun, and we're going to go from there. I'm going to try something here in a second, and I'm going to see if I can make this all work for us, okay?
Hey, sportsman. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever, with 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year. Each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong. It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. The two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
It started out just like any other cast, except this time I hooked up.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
The Dragomar reel was smoking.
Monster Bass, please don't break my line.
The summer's coming up over my favorite little bay. Little did I know, today would be the day.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me today, yes, I'm very happy to say, we've got the one, the only, Mr. Tim Mondale. I know he's coming in a couple, he's not late, I'm late. I was out of town. You all know that. Tim, thanks for coming on this morning.
Always happy to be part of it.
Hey, buddy, what's kicking with the Forest Preserve District of Cook County this month? I mean, there's lots of things going on.
Tons, absolutely. Always, you know, excuse me, especially because we're now kind of getting into, you know, it doesn't feel like it, the warmer seasons. You know, with many ephemeral walks, a lot of spring-oriented things to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
this past couple of weeks, we had a few odds and ends. Eartha-Palooza was a big hit. It took place on Sunday the 6th. For that one especially, is a nice way to kick off Earth Month, and that's going to be the theme for April, is a lot of Earth Month, Earth Day related opportunities, which means you don't have to have any experience coming out to a nature center, come on out to one of the zone sites, like our mobile units, and you can participate in cleanup and do some restoration. reaching. Got a lot going on.
Well, that's cool. And, you know, once again, through all of the Forest Preserve District of Cook County and all the different programs, et cetera, I mean, you got spring is showing up, so you got all these migratory birds showing up. You got bird hikes, you got bird walks, you've got different things. I love the senior nature things that you do. Oh, I just think that's so cute.
We try to aim at different audiences. I mean, what I'm not saying it's like an absolute must, Chauncey, but if we do something that's oriented for, you know, younger kids, maybe the non-younger side might not have a great time or a great experience. Mm-hmm. So we've got to make sure we're catering to all of it. But yeah, you know who does a really nice job is of the senior side is Little Red Schoolhouse. We've got a good facility for it with the grading and everything else. Mm-hmm. For folks who maybe have some mobility challenges, that's a good place to head out to if you want to get, I guess, inundated with nature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're talking a little about like bird walks. We have, every weekend we have bird walks. We have a wild goose chase on Sunday. There's spring birding. And what do we have going on? Oh yeah. So this is fairly new. I've been with the county for borderline almost 11 years. And mm-hmm. if I had a nickel for every time somebody said, hey, how do we get involved with more like trash cleanups? Well, we're trying to, you know, I'd be a rich guy, Chauncey. So at this point, we've finally been able to partner with the right agencies, including other internal departments. And there is a trash bash, say it slowly, trash bash, on the 26th. Mm-hmm. And with that, the idea is what we try to do is folks can bring out different forms of trash, I guess, spring cleaning, things like that, make it more sustainable. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're going to have Habitat for Humanity out there that accepts tools, artwork, working bikes. We're going to have the waste shed. You can kind of see the theme where I'm going with it. It's kind of a way to, if you think, oh, I can't just get rid of this, but I want it to be reused somehow. Mm-hmm. This is a good opportunity for you to come on out and bring whatever it is that you want to use.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Earth Day is coming, and mm-hmm. every day should be Earth Day in my books. But Earth Day is coming, and when I was a wee little lad in high school, I was at the very first Earth Day celebration in the Daly Center in downtown Chicago.
And no way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. And I remember that, like, I don't even need to close my eyes. It's such a vivid memory of everybody there, you know, trying to get the word out to protect our mother spaceship. I mean, that's all we got, guys. I mean, we can't, you know, go next door.
No. Yeah, there is no next door. Is that why you enjoy so much the Live Healthy, Discover Nature that's in June?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's back at the Daly Center?
That's right. It brings back flashbacks.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, your audience tends to fish quite a bit. Think about that. You're camping out there. There's nothing more, I guess, degrading and dejecting in a way than to sit there and cast out and like, oh, yeah, I got to make it. And you're snagged on like a piece of plastic or a tire or something to that effect.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why, sorry, Chance, but that's why we offer Earth Day not at one site, all throughout the 70,000 acres. Again, I'll be at a nature center or one of the mobile sites. You know,
mm-hmm.
we tend to offer these, these programs kind of in and around Earth Day itself. But as you alluded to earlier, just every day should be Earth Day.
Come on
out, be part of this, join a restoration group, do whatever works for you.
You know, Sauk Trail Woods, I know on the 19th, has an Earth Day bike ride. Morning Bird Walk on the 19th at Trailside Museum in River Forest. That's a sweet little, that's a perfect one to take kids to because it's the tightest little, you know, nature center in the forest preserves.
Indeed.
You know, you've got the Sauk Trail Woods, you got Schiller Woods has got a hike and plant ID program going on the 19th at, you know, 11 in the morning. So, I mean, hey, people could listen to the show and then go to bed for another hour and get up and go to, Schiller Woods.
Yeah, have an extra cup of Joe and then get on out there.
You know,
and again, that is the idea. And sometimes folks are off depending on school schedule, mm-hmm. you know, they have teacher and service dates.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. Just go on the website, take a look and see what's around you. Or even if you want to take a little drive, down 294, pop in, tons of preserves. around that greater area. So,
you know, that's a good. You got nature play at Crabtree Nature Center. Plant, paint, pretend, have fun with family activities on Saturday, the next Saturday. You know, no, it's this Saturday. What am I talking about? Next Saturday. It's this Saturday.
They all turn into one.
Yeah, that's today. Something that I want to go to, I really want to go to, but I got to figure out how I can pull this off. Wildflower identification at Camp Sag. Excuse me, Sagawa Environmental Learning.
Going back to the olden times, I get it.
Yeah, I know.
That's hard. It's a mouthful. Yeah, Sagawa Environmental Learning Center. Mm-hmm. That site, actually, Mike Conrath, who was with us, Nature Center director-wise for, decades. Mm-hmm. Mike, if you're listening, miss you, buddy. His team tends to put on many scientific-oriented, biological-oriented programs down at Sagawa. It's a great site to go check out.
Yeah. And, you know, if you got your mom, dad, grandparents living with you, and maybe Spanish is their, you know, preferred language to understand, and, you know, they're not versed with the English language, you know, Trailside Museum, you got Bon Appetit in Espanol. Oh, come on! This is such a marvelous thing to bring the grandparents with the kids out so that the kids can also hear their, you know, ancestral, not, you know, language. But the parents and the grandparents just love to hear and they're able to understand. I mean, this is, and I know you do it in Polish, you do it in, you know, several other languages, different programs. This is probably one of the, because you guys do this, I get so excited about the Cook County Forest Preserves, because you are reaching out to those people.
Of course, and that's who we want. We want to cater to folks who have had these experiences with the nature, but what, you know, from our end as educators, informal that it be it as it may, we get the biggest smiles and kicks out of folks who have never had that experience. We don't know where people come from. We don't know walks of life. There's different strokes for different folks, but you can come on out and get this cool experience thing. Hey, remember when, like you just said about Earth Day eons ago in your first experience, why wouldn't you? That's what really gets us going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's another thing too I wanted to mention. Up at Camp Reinberg in Palatine, community is really important everywhere, and it's extremely important up there. And they actually have a group of nature artists that meet every Tuesday at 9 a.m. at Reinberg. If the weather's decent, they're outside. Otherwise, they're inside at the mess hall. And it's BYO, you know, gear. So come on out, you know, conduct or be part of, embrace yourself with the artistic world. It doesn't matter what age.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to come on out at 9 a.m., they do that on the Tuesdays up at Deer Grove.
Yeah. Does camping come under your world?
Yes and no. I mean, I know quite a bit about it. A few campgrounds. What are you thinking?
Well, you have Camping 101 going on over at Camp Bullfrog Lake in Willow Springs on the 24th. Now, yes, that's a Thursday, but this program doesn't start till 5:30 in the afternoon. So, you know, it's easy for people that can get to it. But I guess this is kind of like a learn the basics of camping?
100%. And you talk about the timing, that's obviously done purposefully.
Mm-hmm.
We want folks who, you know, either working or in school or taking a nap, whatever it is that's going on in their life, to be able to attend something in this. If we host it at 10 a.m., it doesn't cater to the young kids, right? So for folks who have never camped, or it's been a while, right? You know, I need a refresher. I've forgotten how that pool gets set up, or I'm stacking X, Y, and Z. So, yeah, that's what 101s are all about. They show you how to set up a tent, take down, set up your gear, different fire methods based on are you cooking, staying warm, that type of thing. And the campgrounds team, Chauncey, and folks listening, they don't just stay at a Bullfrog or a Sagawa. See, now I'm at you. Sullivan. They will rotate around the different campgrounds within Cook County. So keep an eye out, especially, again, as the weather warms up. They're going to be out about quite a bit more at varying locations. Yeah.
And there's programs for, you know, like I said, whether you're a more mature outdoorsman or you're a young kid or bilingual family, even there's a, you know, take your teenagers out to Eggers Grove on the 25th at 4 p.m. and, you know, get a little wet, a little wetland cleanup. You know, get them boots wet, get those hands wet, because there's nothing better than sticking your hands in the dirt when you're planting in the yard and the garden, or when you start touching the water and the plants and everything else. It you kind of become one with it. God, I'm getting philosophical.
getting a little verklempt here.
Talk between yourselves, you know. But, I mean, this is that's such a cool thing for teenagers. So there's something going on everywhere for somebody, right?
Oh, absolutely. To bring it personal for a moment, again, as the weather has broken a little bit in terms of warming up, we get the kids out in the yard, and we're doing, you know, X, Y, and Z, and we all just kind of look at each other. You just see the happiness in everybody's face, that they get some fresh vitamin D, they get outside and feel, again, the soil, all that. There's nothing better than that, and that's a big deal for anybody when you get a chance to get out to preserve. And again, you talk about daytime programs and afternoons. We also have some evening programs based on the site, so keep an eye out too. Maybe your work schedule is different and you're only available at night. There's a few places spread out throughout the county that you can go check out too.
Cool. And you get all this at the Forest Preserve District, fpdcc.com. Click on the word events on the top of the screen, and you will find a plethora of things to do right in your own backyard.
You'll see everything through May and even some through June.
Cool.
And the summer guide, where's my head? Summer guide should be available probably within the next week or two. So you can grab one of those or just go online and take a look.
Sounds good, my friend. Well, thanks for coming on this week, okay?
I appreciate it, sir. Take care.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills is celebrating with two great programs. One is the Lund Bonus Days to get a certificate to buy an existing Lund at a great discount for military or first responders or student angler. Available on those sweet 2025 models, always powered with a Mercury outboard. Or you can check out one of the low set for summer sales that will make your ambitions a reality for the summer. Find the durable, trusted low you've been dreaming of before the best sales of the year ends, and save up to $5,000 also with a Mercury outboard motor. So whether you're looking for a new Lund or low, or a fun certified used boat from Waterworks Marine powered by a Mercury motor, call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 or stop by their store at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go online to waterworks.com.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org. That's takemefishing.org.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey, man, you seen that bear go by here? A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Aw, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Oh, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know, and like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, what do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Hi there. This is Chelsea Cardin, and I'm from Ghost River Lodges, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, careful where you hold them. They're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And the body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like your snake down a log.
But that's the type of fishing
that we both like. I wanna catch a pike.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And there are so many signs of spring popping up. I mean, we've got flowers blooming in front of our houses. The hummingbirds are starting to show up in Illinois. Morels are about halfway up the state of Illinois, popping up here and there. And Captain Tony took a bottle of Chianti and cracked it on the front of his bow, and the boat slid into Lake Michigan for the season. How does that sound, Tone?
It sounds really good. Yeah, we did our splashdown Saturday, filled it up a little gas up in Southport, came all the way back down to North Point, got in the slip, checked everything, rechecked everything, checked one more time, set the ropes up, and we went fishing that same day.
Tony gets the boat in, and he's got to go fishing. It's nothing wrong with that.
You know, I talked to a couple guys, and then that morning, all the cohos were hopping, you know. We got in the water maybe 12:30. By the time we got out there fishing, it was about 12:30. And mm-hmm. I tell you what, you know, we had some good action right off the bat, and, you know, I was still checking everything, you know, running all the rods, make sure everything's tracking right. We ended up with 9 fish in, like, I don't know, 2 hours. I think we missed one or two, and that was it. You know, just for a quick shakedown.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, the cohos are around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and they're around for the boaters. They're around for the shore guys and ladies. They're, you know, power lining and casting and getting them. And, I mean, the action for coho is it's looking good. I mean, I'm not sure what's going on, but it seems like it's going to be a really good spring for coho. And you don't have to be that far out, right?
Right. No. I think we were just in like 20 feet of water, which is a stone throw away, actually. You know, there was a big mud line, so we were fluctuating in and out. But we were still in dirty water catching them, you know. I mean, it was awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of cohos around right now, and it's just going to keep getting better and better, mm-hmm. you know, as we progress into May, you know. And hopefully this could be Well, actually, it's going to be a fantastic fishing year this year. That's what the numbers are showing us right now.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, everybody we're talking with, you know, Captain Tony, Diamond Ghost Charters. And this is kind of the inaugural, hey, he's back on the water.
It's been a while, you know. It's like, you know, winter was just dragging on. And, you know, I had shoulder surgery, dealt with that, all rearing to go, you know. And the weather's breaking, and I tell you what, it's time to fish.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is, if somebody's looking to, you know, you're rigged up from anything from spring coho to, you know, the fall, you know, massive kings and lake trout, okay? You know,
right.
You have everything. But, you know, in the spring coho, you know, you don't really need a lot of heavy gear or anything like that if you're have a boat and you're just looking to, you know, bring a few fish home and stuff like that. But it's always so much fun to go out with a charter because, A, you have all the people on board having a good time. B, you got everything in the world on the boat.
You got that right. That's well.
You know, I go down into the lower part of his boat and I go, Jesus, it's not even a place for me to lay down here, you know?
You know, it's like every year it seems like you buy more and more tackle and it's like, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm. But,
you know, everyone, you know, hey, that's what you need. You're a fisherman. You need that gear, you know. I got all the tackle that we need to fish any species out there whatsoever. You don't have to bring no rods. Just bring something to eat, something to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Valid fishing license with Lake Michigan salmon stamp and warm clothes, very warm clothes. Some days it's nice out there. Some days it's brisk.
Mm-hmm. And it's always easier to take a layer off than to go, I should have brought one.
Right, exactly.
You know, that's you know, that. And, you know, little, you know, I had a friend of mine growing up. His father used to, he didn't call them gloves. He called them hand shoes. I don't know why, but that's
okay.
What he didn't call them gloves. He goes, have a pair of hand shoes on when you're out working trout, you know. And, but, I mean, even, you know, whether it's parallel, you know, light gloves or whatever, but you know, it's just that water can be cold. It's 40 something degrees, isn't it?
Yeah, it's it was 40.3. I think it's got up to about 43. It fluctuates a little bit this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't forget, you know, hey, bring a little pair of light boots, you know, with a little insulation in them because yeah. You know what? I was wearing my gym shoes, it wasn't bad, but my toes were getting cold out there. And I was just out there for a couple hours,
yeah, and. This time of the year, yes, the coho that you're catching are a couple of pounds. They're, you know, they're not like the 10 or 12 pounds you'll pick up it later in the year. But, oh, my goodness, the table fare is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, they are some of the best-eating fish out there. I mean, I tell you what, my calendar's pretty locked solid for May. I have a handful of afternoons here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, cohos run all the way through June, you know, and then June's feeling really good. And it's like, hey, you know, if you really want your cohos, come on out and get them. You know, I still have some open dates.
Yeah. And, you know, they're, it's an easy fish to clean. You know, well, you clean the fish too on board. But I mean, you can, there's a small line of bones when you fillet them. You could pull those bones out with a pair of tweezers or a pair of, needle points, pliers,
right.
And you pop, 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 pull those in. So it's a clean fillet. If you have, you don't need to go out and buy a big smoker. You know what I mean? You don't need to, but if you have a Weber grill or a gas grill, you can buy these little attachments or, you know, little smoke boxes, they call them, that you put in there and you could smoke these fish, which is on another level next to God. Okay.
All right. Exactly. You know, there's nothing like, you know, having smoked salmon or even I got a lot of clients that make locks out of them.
Mm-hmm.
The other day when I bring home the fish, I actually just took two fillets, two pieces of foil. I threw lemon butter on one, garlic butter on the other, and I just wrapped the foil up and just threw them both on the grill at a medium-high heat for about 15 minutes, checked them, bring them out, and devoured them.
Did you lick the aluminum foil?
No, no. What I like is the skin actually sticks to the aluminum foil, so you take your spatula
mm-hmm.
and you do a nice, easy scrape off, and all your meat comes right off the skin,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, no, they're a versatile fish. You can do everything you want with them fish, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They're some of the best. They are the best-eaten fish out there, I think, personally.
Mm-hmm. Now, this time of the year, we're running yellow birds, yellow boards that actually pull the baits away from to the sides of the boat. And the fun thing about that is everything's in the top 10, 15 feet, right?
Yeah, yeah, top 10. You don't need to go any deeper than that, you know, top 5, 10, you know, double lot Dodgers with little penis flies, different colors.
Mm-hmm.
The two-tone seemed like it was really good the other day when I was out. The next gen was working. Dipsies, you know, put your deep one where you can just see it disappear. Your next one you want to see. Cohos are not scared of your boat. They'll come up and smack it. You can actually watch them hit the lure some days. I didn't run no riggers because there's no need to run riggers right now.
No.
No flat lines. No, no. Just planer boards with double aught dodgers. A lot of little guys like running thin fins and stuff like that. Me, you know, one treble hook is good enough in the net than having two or three of them stuck in the net trying to get them out, mm-hmm. you know. So, but, you know, yeah, be versatile on what you're fishing with. You know, you don't need real heavy gear, you know. Basically, you know, some 15, 20-pound test, a couple double-lot red dodgers, you know, mm-hmm. 15-inch, 16-inch leader on that with a little peanut fly, and you're catching cohos.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is you never know when something a little bit bigger than a coho is going to come and smack it.
Right, right. I know someone that took I think it was like 18 to 20-pound king already. A guy was swimming around, and I guess, you know, he got hooked up in coho fly, so they're eating the same stuff the coho are eating, so mm-hmm. you never know. I know a couple lake trout were caught, too,
mm-hmm.
down towards Waukegan.
Yeah.
They're still around. Like I said, yeah, you'll catch multiple species of fish out there this time of year.
Oh, yeah, and that's really the fun of it because you're open to a lot of species. And, like, but that coho flavor is just, in the spring, it's just, I can't even answer how good it is. And
cold water fish, oh, I love cold water fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like you said, all the meat is so consistent. It's bright red.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very tasty. You don't have to overspice it. You know, a lot of people like smoking it. A lot of people like smoked fish. You know me, simpler the better. Throw down a piece of foil. During the season, I'll get a nice orange, you know, squeeze an orange on it and just wrap it up and let it saute in that orange juice, you know.
Ooh, you know, that sounds good.
Nothing fancy with coho. You don't have to overspice them. They're really excellent eating fish.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, but the hardest thing about, and you mentioned earlier, you know, the fish are in the area, they're close to the surface, they're close to shore, but you just have to have the clothes. And I mean, even if you have to have a small duffel bag with an extra, you know, sweatshirt or, you know, your rain gear, because even though, you know, it may not be raining, you know, rain gear will block the wind and, you know, keep you warm.
100%. Right. You know, and right now, like, yeah, Walmart and stuff like that, you know, they have the hand warmers on sale. You mm-hmm. know, I stock up on them. You know, I deal with fish and cold hands, so, you know, I'll throw a couple in my pocket, especially this time of year, running through May, because
mm-hmm.
let's face it, your hands get cold, they get cold.
Yeah. And one of the things that Captain Tony does, everybody we're talking with, Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters, is he also runs, you know, people say it's so hard to get six people to come out for a charter. Well, you also run charters for smaller groups, right?
Yeah, I run twos, fours, and, you know,
and
five to six people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, weekdays, you know, are better than weekends. You mm-hmm. know, if weekends, a lot of people want to bring six, more the merrier, that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I do have two-person rates for a weekday and four-person week rates for a weekday, so... You know, if you can't get that big group, hey, go to my website, check out the prices, and give me a call before we run out of dates.
All right. And after you show your friends all the fish you caught, then they're going to say, whoa, maybe I should have gone with you.
Right, exactly. You know, actually, I'm going to do another splash this Saturday. Saturday looks like it's going to be a real good day before we get a bunch of east winds off of the mm-hmm. lake. And actually, my first mate is back in town for Easter vacation, and we get him back out there, him and his dad, and we're going to go pound some cohos for a little bit.
No, that sounds good. Tony, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, get information, what is the best way to find out everything they need to know about Diamond Ghost Charters besides listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors?
I would actually call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741. You could text me on that number, and if I see it, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. But give me a chance to get back to you, or you can visit me on my World Wide Web website, www.diamondghostcharters.com. All the information's on there that you need. But feel free to call me or text me, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
And check out all the recipes that are on your website, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you go to resources. Put your cursor on that, scroll down, click on recipes. There's a lot of recipes on there. You got ceviche. You got everything on there. You know, if someone gives me a good recipe, once I cook it, try it. If I like it, I put it on there.
That's right. Well, Tony, thanks so much. And what do we all yell on Diamond Ghost Charters?
Fish on.
All right, Tony, take care.
All right, guys, be safe out there and good fishing. Catch some fish.
That's right. That's Captain Tony, everybody, Diamond Ghost Charters. Check him out on the website or give him a call. And what was that number again, Tone?
847-366-0741.
That's right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills is celebrating with two great programs. One is the Lund Bonus Days to get a certificate to buy an existing Lund at a great discount for military or first responders or student angler. Available on those sweet 2025 models, always powered with a Mercury outboard. Or you can check out one of the low set for summer sails that will make your ambitions a reality for the summer. Find the durable, trusted low you've been dreaming of before the best sales of the year ends and save up to $5,000 also with a Mercury outboard motor. So whether you're looking for a new Lund or low or a fun certified used boat from Waterworks Marine powered by a Mercury motor, call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 or stop by their store at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills or go online to waterworks.com.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org. That's takemefishing.org.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door.
Mm-hmm.
Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left the row half done.
Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And like I said, it's always a good day for the Easter. Get out and enjoy the outdoors. Don't forget, Southside Muskie Hawks has their thing in Alsip Sportsman's Club today, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Village Sportsman's Club. Just type that in your search engine, and it'll tell you everywhere to go. And it's $5 to get in. Just lots of good stuff to find, you know, things like that. And don't forget, on the 29th is the Walleye USA. You can't miss that one. They've got a great seminar speaker. Walleye's Unlimited USA. I apologize on that. It's a Dale Helgeson. He's a multi-species guide and stuff like that. And my buddy Aiden said, Papa, Dad, Sis, and I went out at South Haven. We were with some friends. We were fishing 20 to 60 feet of water. There were good numbers of coho. Even saw lake trout and a few Chinook salmon at the ramp that other guys caught. I was surprised to see them. It seemed like anything with an orange color caught fish. The pier guys found good numbers of coho on spawn sacks fished on the bottom. Not bad. Look forward to seeing you. I did take some more stuff out of your tackle box when I was there for a couple days. Aiden, I know you did. I know you did. That's the Aiden Fishing Report. Lake Michigan, like if you're looking for smallmouth or coho, you're going to be catching fish. Trust me on that one. You're going to be catching fish because the lakefront has them there. Oh, that's Hannah telling me it's that time to end the show. And we got to give Hannah a round of applause flying solo today. All I can say is being a board operator at ESPN is like herding cats or wrestling an octopus. That's the easiest way you can say it. She did a great job this morning. But as always, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from Chief Sitting Bull. He says, behold, my brothers, spring has come and the earth has received the embraces of the sun. And we shall soon see the results of that love. And we have. We have plants growing. We have tons of flowers blooming everywhere. Wildflowers and crocuses and tulips and everything. It's a beautiful spring to get out and enjoy it any way you can. And once again, please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.